From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Republican presidential hopeful Rudolph Giuliani is wrapping up his 4th of July week with a campaign swing through southern states. The former New York City mayor continues to lead in national polls of Republicans, but some analysts have questioned how his liberal stance on social issues will play south of the Mason-Dixon line. NPR's Scott Horsley reports from Savannah, Georgia.
The former mayor of New York has hit three southern states in less than 24 hours. He met yesterday with workers at a Florida plastics factory, then joined beachgoers in South Carolina for a pancake breakfast this morning. By lunchtime, Giuliani was in Georgia talking up a town hall meeting on the banks of the Savannah River. A tourist brochure notes that Savannah was spared destruction during the Civil War after local residents greeted General Sherman's troops with old-fashioned southern hospitality. Giuliani enjoyed some of the same during his visit this afternoon. Giuliani's been drawing cheers and checks from voters throughout the country. In the last 3 months, he overtook Republican rival Mitt Romney in fundraising, pulling in $15 million for the primary to Romney's $14 million. Giuliani's campaign also has more cash on hand than Romney's. He hasn't spent nearly as much on advertising as the former Massachusetts governor, and he hasn't really had to, as he already enjoys widespread fame for his role as New York City mayor on September 11th. If anyone's forgotten about that, he wastes no time reminding them. Giuliani's made the war on terror the centerpiece of his campaign.
You have to be willing to describe your enemy for who and what they are. You cannot be afraid to say the words Islamic terrorist. Now, the reason that's important is you've got to remain on offense against them.
But terrorism doesn't have the hold on voters that it once did. A June survey by the Wall Street Journal and NBC found just 22% of Republicans rate the war on terror as their top concern. That's down from 47% shortly before the last presidential election. Terrorism is still the top issue for Melinda McClendon, though. She traveled from her home in Athens, Georgia, to hear Giuliani's speech.
It's probably the biggest issue facing this country, and I don't think people in this country understand that and realize the dangers that we face in this country. If we don't fight them where they are, they're going to come over here and we're going to have to fight them here. It's very important that we remain strong and defend our borders.
So important that McClendon's willing to overlook the thrice-married mayor's liberal positions on abortions, gay rights, and gun control.
I know that the mayor is probably not in the same page I am as far as social issues. We're just going to have to work through that. At least I know where he stands on these issues, and I certainly know where the opposition stands. And so, you know, I'm just going to have to work through those issues.
Giuliani says Republicans need to concentrate on what he calls the two big principles that unite them, terror and taxes.
New York City has taxes you never heard of. New York City taxes air. That's not true, but it's almost true. While I was the mayor, I lowered 23 or eliminated 23 different taxes. Who could possibly have 23 different taxes? But we did, and I lowered them. I lowered them dramatically.
Giuliani got his biggest applause today when he promised to end illegal immigration through a combination of stepped-up border enforcement, databases, and tamper-proof ID cards. Even when he's talking about immigration, Giuliani circles back to his primary theme.
All you need is one terrorist. All you need are two drug dealers. That's a very small percentage of the overall number, but it's a really dangerous percentage for this country.
Giuliani promised to elaborate on some of his other positions during the remainder of the summer. His growing campaign war chest gives him the resources to contest the earliest votes in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Florida, and survive for the megastate events in New York, California, and Texas on February 5th, a day he says will be essentially a national primary. And a big reason why a national figure, such as Rudy Giuliani, has to be taken seriously. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Savannah, Georgia.